Hi, Scott.
Hi,
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. We're halfway through the week, so that's a good sign. Thank you for
Absolutely.
asking. I appreciate that. So I
No
believe
problem.
you've been speaking, thanks again. I believe you've been speaking with Lulu, my representative, and she's been going over the basics here of our program. So she did send me over some notes that I'm grabbing right now, and congratulations on the new business I hear. Is it the
Thank you.
first year?
Yes.
Wow, how's it been going so far?
Good so far.
Awesome.
No.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's what I like to hear. I know with a new business, there's a lot of expenses that come along, right?
Oh yeah. A lot more than I expected.
Right, a lot of investing, but you're headed in the right direction. So, let me ask you, Scott, do you have any questions, for me, aside from the price, like as far as how this would work, the placement that we do, any questions that I could answer?
Yeah, kind of. So like, I don't really know what you're com- I kind of know a little bit from your previous, salesperson, what you guys do, your advertising. I don't have any like commercials or anything, or, I mean, I don't know how I would even advertise myself.
Let me tell you how it would work. Okay. I'm going to go over in detail what we do. So I'm sure, Scott, you've plenty of times have gone on Google, at least more than once, and you've maybe looked for a restaurant or a tire shop, right?
Right.
And then you see in the search results, you'll get this map that pops up and it's got these little red dots. Now it's below that map where you'll see the list of businesses that you'll find. You can either click to call them directly, you can see their website or even get directions. Okay? So that's what we call the local map section. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I've
Okay.
used it before.
Okay. So that's where we would list your company. And the reason is because in the local map section, that's where 90% of the searches will start and stop. Okay? Now, how they'll
Right.
find you listed there is by your keywords and your search terms pertaining to your services. Okay? Let me
Okay.
ask you this. Scott builds. That tells me you build things. I don't want to assume in your company name, right? So my
Yeah.
question for you, what is your specialty? I mean, like, what do you want to be found for?
Well, I started out as just, doing everything, remodels and whatnot, but mainly we've been doing like framing and decks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So,
Okay, so you originally started off with doing remodeling and so, but then now it's been more of the framing and building decks, right? Is what you've been primarily doing lately.
yeah, that is
Okay.
correct.
Okay. And I know Lulu mentioned strictly residential. Is that correct? For
Yes.
now? Okay. Okay.
For now.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, so let's say someone's looking for a deck build, right? I mean, even if you wanted to get found for remodeling as well, framing, this is what we call keywords. We would make sure that when those specific services are being searched on Google, and there's many ways they'll search, like deck build, near me, best contractor, and so forth. We would make sure that Scott Builds comes up on that first page of Google as a top recommended
Okay.
option. So this way, they'll see your profile page on there with your phone number, your company name. We'll even add pictures of the work that you've done, and they click on your phone number. They're calling you directly. So they're direct calls
Okay.
coming to you from the customers, which you and I both know, someone who's on Google searching for a service, it's because it's a service that they need. They're not just browsing out of curiosity, right?
Right.
So that's what we do. Now, we not only get you found in your location, right, from where you're based out of, but we also want to make sure that we target, the areas that you travel to. Lulu put that you target within a 50-mile radius from Lewiston, Is that correct? Or is that like the furthest you've ever traveled?
That's the furthest I've ever traveled so far.
Now, would you like to keep it within that range, or would you like to be a little closer to home?
I'd like to keep it. It'd be really nice if all my work was here in town, like in Lewiston.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes you got to travel.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes money, then it makes sense, is what I say, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And then, now, I know you don't have a website. However, have you ever created, like, a Facebook page for the business? Or do you have a personal Facebook you ever use?
No, I haven't done anything of that sort. Everything, I've been busy by word of mouth, just people referring me to other people.
Wow. That's good. That says a lot about your company.
It really does.
Well, it does, because you know what, Scott? Here's what it comes down to, right? Someone has used your services. You provided a quality service. Now they're referring you to their family and friends, which says a lot about your business. That tells me you provide a quality service, right? I mean, at the very least, we both agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I saw that there was also, like, I see a Bizpedia when I did, like, a search for the company by name just to kind of see what presence you do have online. I also see the Angie's Lee's Home Advisor. Is that recent?
I bought their service, but I haven't set it up yet. They paused it for me because I'm busy right now and I don't have time. But actually, this week I was going to talk to them and have it reactivated so I can start getting some leads. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're not taking on any leads. You paid for the membership, but your leads are on pause because you've been busy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I was a client, let's just say, and I called you in 2 weeks, Scott, in need of a deck build, how soon can you get to me?
If you were to do it in 2 weeks, I would probably, I would write you up a bid first.
Okay.
And then if you were to accept my bid in the first, like, couple days, then I would give you, like, a week and a half material chase.
So a
week and a half would probably be the earliest I can get to you.
Okay. So you can get a bid to me right away, right? But
I might be
looking at about a week and a half, you know, because, of course, you got to get the materials and stuff, right? Which tells me that you're taking on more new business. Okay.
Yeah.
This is perfect timing, I feel, because the package that I was going to recommend for you is our Platinum package. I mean, you at the very least have a personal Facebook page, right? At the very least?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Platinum package, what that would include for you is first page placement on Google. And we also list you on Bing, which is another search engine that people utilize in need of your services as well. So we'll get you found there. We're also going to create you a Facebook page for your business, but how we create it, Scott, is through your personal Facebook, just so that you could have access to it. I mean, no one's going to see your personal Facebook page, but we're also going to run Facebook ads on there. Now, anytime when someone's performing that search, they're within your area, they will see your Facebook ad on their desktop as well as on their mobile device, whether they're looking at pictures, stories, or performing a search, okay? The Facebook ad is going to help you reach a larger clientele base. However, we can make it super unique where we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, once they click on your ad, Scott, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Okay? In addition to that, we also will list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. These are just to name a few. And I'm assuming you probably have some before and after pictures, right, of some of the work that you might have done in the past?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I've been,
What was that?
Yeah, I'm not a good photographer. I said I'm not a good photographer. Like, I just focus on my craft, but everyone tells me to take photos. I do some, but, you know, I'm not very good at it. I should get better.
That's okay. That's okay. The reason that I ask is because we want to showcase the work that you've done, right? So I would include a website for you that we will build, host, and maintain, so we can add pictures, we write a mission statement, and like a biography about your company. We'll list your services, you know, the hours of operation, and with that website, it'll be anchored where we list your business. So once they click on that website, they get to see the quality work that you do, and they get to learn more about your company, okay? In addition, we also include the voice-activated searches, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Google Home and Amazon Alexa, so they'll be able to find you through those devices. And then we also will give you exposure on mobile devices. So whether they're performing that search from their iPhone, their Android, or from their tablet, Scott, they're going to be able to find your company as well, okay? This package in particular is covering all of your bases, all right? Now, the way that our program works, we do everything on a month-to-month basis. So we don't charge you per phone call or per job because we set it at a fixed flat rate, okay? Being that you're a new business, I would offer this to you at our new in business rate. So you would be looking at a fixed flat rate of $249 a month. That is month-to-month, okay? So there's no taxes. You won't find any hidden charges. And it'll remain at that price. In fact, for as long as you're with us, whether it's 6 months or 6 years, the price will never change on you. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? Okay. How do you feel about it?
I feel great. I think you reached out to me at a perfect time where I'm ready to do something like that.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you the real beauty of this program too, Scott, is that you don't have to take our word for it that it's working, because we also include a customized tracking and reporting system where you'll be able to track your results with our program, see the keywords that you're listed for, you know, how many phone calls you're receiving, any time that you want to add keywords. If you feel like running a promotion, changing any of your content, you can do so, and you'll always have the assistance of your account management team. So we do have a whole team here of experts, you know, that are here to assist you with all of it. But it does start with me. I'm what's considered, you know, the lead on the account, okay?
Okay.
So,
I have a few more questions. Of course.
Absolutely.
Now that we're going to proceed with this. So I have a logo, but I don't have any business cards yet. I was just going to work on this week because I have a little bit of downtime this week.
Uh-huh.
So are you going to need that information from me to create a website or?
No. In fact, so what we'll do is we set up what's called a client interview. Okay. You and I create the account. We're going to schedule a client interview for you with one of our technicians. And in fact, the client interview, we do schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Okay.
Okay.
So in the client interview, basically what they're doing, Scott, is they're crossing all the T's, they're dotting all the I's, they're talking to you about, you know, the areas we're targeting. If you have pictures or a logo, they're going to want you to send it either by email or text, whichever is convenient for you. They provide you a couple of different ways. They talk to you about your Facebook ads, okay? Because we're going to create all of this content, but we take your input on it, right? We want, this is your business, it's your baby, you know? So we definitely want your input on it. But we're doing all the work, okay? So typically what you need to provide us with is pictures and a business logo. Now, if you don't have the business logo created yet, we can still help you with creating it. It doesn't cost you additional, okay?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I've had clients that have signed up and they're like, Nadine, I don't have a business logo. And I'm like, it's okay. We'll create you one, but I have some ideas. And I'm like, okay, we'll take your ideas and then they'll create it for you. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, we'll build you a new one. You know what I mean? That's how you like it. So yeah, it doesn't cost you more. We can include it if you do need help with that. Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then I can get my truck wrapped in that logo, you know, and then put my company, my insurance, and my
yeah, if you need, and even if we create it, I know we can provide you, you know, the logo, so that way we've had clients that have done that before. They're like, well, listen, if you guys are making me the logo, I want to get business cards with the logo. And I said, just let the tech know and they'll be sure to send that off to you so that way you can have it, you know, imprinted with your business card. I've even had businesses that have said, yeah, I want to make shirts with that logo. So yeah, we'll provide you what's needed if we're creating it.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, we don't create business cards. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't do business cards, but I mean, the logo we can help you with, okay?
Yeah. I mean, business cards are easy. You just send them to Vistaprint.
I was just going to say, you know, you can go to Vistaprint. And I hear they're free, right? Until you exceed a certain amount or if you want it glossy and all the, you know, matte or what have you. But I know a lot of, even some of my family members that started their own business, they went through Vistaprint.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. You mentioned you had a couple of other questions, and I want to make sure I can get them all addressed for you. So what were some of those other questions?
So I think we pretty much covered them all. So I was just, you know, curious about the website, and obviously we just talked about the logo. And,
And then, worries.
Would I still need Angie's List, or do I just delete that?
Here's what I would recommend, okay? I would never tell you to cancel anybody. I don't work like that. Now, if it was another Google channel partner like us, okay, then yes, you would need to cancel with them for us to be able to assist you, okay? Because only one company can manage your Google profile page. Angie's List is a completely different entity, right? What they do is they're a directory, so it's complete opposite, okay? I wouldn't say cancel them only because you've paid for the membership, Scott. So your membership is for the year to be on their directory. It's not like it's a contract. You paid to be on their website, on their directory, right? However, you are aware that when you turn on the leads, right, every lead that they send you, I don't know if you're aware, but any lead that they send you, if they don't answer the phone, if it doesn't convert into a job, whether it does or doesn't, they're going to charge you for every single lead. Are you familiar with their process?
Yeah, I haven't even started with them. I just paid the fee and whatnot.
The membership. Giving you the heads up, not that it's a bad thing. Okay, it's a great directory. But it can get very costly if you're not keeping an eye on those leads, which being that you've had them on pause because you were kind of busy was a smart thing to do. Okay. So you're not incurring that cost, right? I will tell you this.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients that have utilized Angie's leads, okay, they didn't cancel with them. Once they started generating the business, you know, from being listed on Google, eventually they no longer needed to use Angie's List because they were generating enough business by being with the placement on Google, if that makes
sense.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do first, Scott, is I'm going to send you everything in writing. This is also where we send your receipt and your correspondence from us. It's also where we'll send your website for you to, you know, approve it before, you know, we have it go live in case you need any changes made. What's the best email for you?
It's Wyatt. So my first name.
Uh-huh.
And then at scottbuild.org.
Do you spell Scott with two T's?
Yep. Scott Build. Yep.
So your name is Wyatt, and I've been calling you Scott. Do you go by Scott?
You know what? It's funny. It's okay. My business is my last name, so people just call me Scott. And I've
oh, my gosh. Lulu. Wait till I talk to her. I'm going to tell her, Lulu, you were calling him Scott. That's not his name.
It's no worries at all.
I'm like, wait a minute. You just said your first name is Wyatt. Have I been calling you Scott by the wrong name the whole time and you didn't correct me? Oh, my goodness. But you said this happens all the time, right? Okay, I don't feel as bad. Okay, so do you prefer I call you Wyatt?
Honestly, you can call me Scott if you like.
Whatever you prefer, I don't mind. I'll remember Wyatt. Actually, that's my nephew's name. I love the name. I think it's so unique, you know?
Okay, so, yeah, no worries.
You mentioned Wyatt, that it's Wyatt at Scott Builds with an S at the end .org. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's
awesome. Right. Okay. So what I'm doing first is I am sending you, let's see here. I'm going to send you two emails. Okay. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that the cost is $249 a month, everything that's included in the package. I also put an example of a website. Keep in mind it's for an electrician, but it just gives you an idea of the layout of it. Okay?
Okay.
Our program is month to month. I'm going to always be very transparent with you. The company does ask, okay, that you at least stick it out 2 months because Wyatt, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, right? It's going to be a process. We do get you listed in a timely manner. But we're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. You're paying monthly, okay? And I'm going to go over everything with you. Now, the second email that I did send, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What that does, Wyatt, is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to be able to track your results with our program. In fact, you're going to be able to see all of the keywords that you're listed for, how many times, you know, how many phone calls you received, how many times they clicked on your ad. So you're going to be able to track all of that, okay, which I feel is very important. And then it is. It really is. And it's super simple to get into. It's nothing too difficult. In fact, you have access to it 24/7, which is a cool thing. Now, I'm also going to send you 3 text messages to this number that we're speaking on. You can receive text messages, right, to this number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, my contact information, it is at the very bottom of the email. However, although I'm just the lead on the account, I still like to provide my info so that you have it. So I sent you my contact information. Once you receive the 3 text messages, please confirm that you have so that I know they all came through to you, okay? Now, I'm also sending you another text, and it's going to have the number to customer service. So you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. Now, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. And I believe you're on the same time zone as us, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm in Idaho.
Yeah. So we're here same time, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. Okay? And then the next text that's coming through, it's going to be a link to a YouTube video. The video, it's about 6 minutes long. When you do have time, Wyatt, I recommend that you take a look at the video. Okay? What it's going to do, it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with our program. It's really simple. It's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And maybe, all 3 came?
First you.
Okay.
Text message-wise, yeah. Yep, 3 of them came.
Awesome.
What do you want to do with that?
Nothing. I just wanted to make sure that they came through to you. So they'll just kind of, you'll have those in your phone if you want to save the customer service number. You'll also have it in an email too. You have my number as well. But the video, I want you to be able to watch that when you have time. Okay, so make sure you watch that video. I sent you the link. It says it's through your client dashboard, so you can, it'll kind of give you that demonstration. It's like a 6-minute YouTube video. Okay?
Okay.
And then your first name, you spell it W-Y-A-T-T, correct? Wyatt?
Yep.
And then your last name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, right? Okay. I'm glad we got that right. So, and then I have your phone number. So this would be the phone number that we would list on Google and the number that we would contact you on. 208-301-8081. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now the company name, the way you would like it to read on Google, is that going to be Scott and then Builds with an S at the end?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Google is going to send out a PIN code to you. It's a verification PIN code that comes in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map, okay? What address would you like them to mail it to?
Can I have it sent to my P.O. box?
The only thing, they will not verify you at a P.O. box. It would have to actually be a physical address. But if you're concerned with the address showing, just so you know, we hide the address because it's considered like a home office. None of your clients come to you. You go to them. Unless if it was a storefront or if you, you know, you had a showroom, right, where people went and picked out tile or flooring, okay, that's when the address would show. So we would have to get you PIN verified, not at a P.O. box, because Google won't accept it.
Okay, yeah, we can use my home office address then, because I do have
okay.
an office at my home.
Well, and listen, we won't let your address show on Google. It will be hidden because Google doesn't even want it showing. So we make sure that that address is hidden, okay, just so you know.
Okay.
We don't want anyone showing up at your house. They don't need to know where you live at.
Okay.
Okay, and what's that address, Scott?
1315
uh-huh.
Penn Street, Lewiston, Idaho, 83501 is the zip code.
That's North Street, you said?
No, it's just N Street.
N Street, okay, got it. 83501, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and let me put address hidden. Awesome. Now, keep in mind, within 6 to 10 days, okay, be on the lookout for a PIN code coming from Google. It's going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google on the top. The technician will go over this with you as well. So once you get that PIN code, we need the PIN code, okay? So if someone gets the mail before you do, tell them don't throw it away. It's not junk mail, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then now for the payment, the card, either credit or debit that you're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It has my name and the business name on it.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Wyatt Scott or is there like a middle initial?
It's Wyatt Scott. It has my middle initial on it.
I'm sorry, what was the middle initial? I apologize.
A.
A, like apple?
Like apple.
Okay.
Yeah, A like apple.
Okay. And then you said it also had the business name on it, and the business name just reads as Scott Builds?
The business name on it reads Scott Builds LLC.
LLC. Did you want the LLC included on the company name when we list you on Google or without the LLC? You don't need to put it. It's your preference.
We can leave that part out.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. And then is that billing address the same as your home address for the card?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, Visa. And then what is the card number when you're ready?
4712-1617-3295-6736.
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4712-1617-3295-6736. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Expiration month and year?
0325.
03 of the year 25. And the CVV code on the back?
816.
816. Okay. So before I process your payment, Scott, or Wyatt, I'm sorry. There I go. Before I process your payment, Wyatt, I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to state that it's a two-month verbal agreement. But again, remember, you're paying monthly, and I'm going to go over your billing date, okay? It's also going to state in there that if you choose to cancel or pause your services, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay?
Okay.
Now, as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, please do me a favor and you just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do, Wyatt, is I will review it and then I'll go back and rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of how you would like your business to read on the first page of Google.
Scott Build.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Wyatt Scott, owner.
And are you, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Scott, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, just be aware, Scott, that you might get a call, right? Once you start having more online presence, you might get a call from a company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? Even if someone called you to pay $5 to verify your listing, do not pay that. Take down their number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number because it is not us calling you, okay? You'll never pay no more than the $249 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'd like to explain this anyways, okay? So what we're saying, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. Wyatt, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay? So that's what that means. All right?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, October 5th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on November 5th, 2022, in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, Wyatt, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the number that I sent you, 877-635-6225. And when you hear the recording, you're going to hit number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, Wyatt, and then I'm going to process the payment. In the next couple of minutes, you're going to be receiving both to your email and via text. We're going to send you a copy of your receipt, and then we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, I want to take a look at the calendar. So I want to schedule your client interview for tomorrow for a time that's convenient for you, okay? The client interview, okay. We block out an hour. Now, Wyatt, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? You don't need to be in front of a computer. They're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the information you and I went over, telling you where to send the pictures to, and so forth, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what availability we have? Do you want something earlier in the morning, later in the afternoon?
Yeah. I think noon would be good around lunch.
Okay. So, I have 11 to 12 o'clock. Will that time work for you?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Awesome. So I'm going to be sending you shortly. You're going to be receiving a calendar invite. Okay, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know what time your interview is going to be. Now, they're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock, and they will call you from an 877 number. Okay, so you just want to make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason you need 5 more minutes, right, when they call, just pick up the phone and tell them, give me 5 more minutes, or can you call me in 30 minutes, okay? And they'll call you right back.
Okay.
I do not want you to miss this appointment. The sooner you complete this client interview, the faster we're moving, okay? So it's very important that you conduct this client interview, all right? Now,
okay.
We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just letting you know that it's coming up within the next hour, okay? And then as far as your services, I know we talked about deck building, framing. What else do you want me to notate on here? Do you want me to put remodeling? What other services would you like me to notate?
I think that's it for now, really.
Okay.
Custom design model.
Custom design?
Yeah, like I like the design. Like this client I have now, they give me like creative freedom, and I design
Porch
with cover on it.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
so how
really
do you
cool.
want me to notate that on there? That sounds really cool, actually. Wow.
I would put in the. I would describe it as like if a customer has design questions, like we do offer like structural designs and visual designs, so like to improve, like for instance, like a traditional deck is framed by lumber.
Right.
We can make concrete and a steel structure.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I mean, we offer a lot of different options. It's just what the client can afford at this point, you know.
So do you want me to put, like, custom deck designs?
Yeah, like.
Okay. That sounds nice. Okay. Beautiful. And I'm putting for residential. Now, whenever you want to start taking on commercial, let us know So that way we can also target the commercial end of it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then, now what about your logo? Are you going to want us to create one for you or?
So I have one. I paid a graphic designer to create one for me. Like,
oh, you did?
One.
Okay.
So, I mean, I kind of liked it because what I did is I made the brand myself, and then I sent them what I made, and what they did is they just added some mountain range background because I'm in Idaho, and it's kind of like the scheme.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it to be revised. I've been looking at it at a website that can do that for me, but nothing crazy yet. But you guys said you'd do that, so it'd be nice if you guys can look over it and professionalize it a little bit more in a way.
I'm going to put has business logo but needs it updated. So I'll put it like that. Would
yeah,
like us to help him. Help him with it. Okay. And then now on Facebook, do I find you by Wyatt? Your personal Facebook?
Yeah.
Because, so just so you know, no one's going to see your personal Facebook page, okay? The way that it's created for the business is through your personal Facebook, and we make it like that so that you have access to it. So if you're ever taking pictures, right, on your phone, you can actually upload them, too, to your business Facebook page, okay? It makes it real simplified for you, and that's how we're going to run your Facebook ads. So, again, no one's going to see your personal Facebook, just an FYI, okay? So are you just under Wyatt Scott?
Let's see what my Facebook is. One second, it's loading. I think
Don't worry.
Wyatt Scott. Wyatt Scott with Scott Builds with a Z. That's my old profile. I used to have a business in Arizona. My old Arizona.
Oh, really?
Profile.
Oh, okay. So does it show you in Arizona?
I don't know where it shows me right now. I don't really go on it much, honestly. I'm not.
Okay. What does your profile picture look like?
It's my old business logo. It's just red triangle, and then Scott
red
Builds,
triangle?
But the build
is
or,
with
yeah,
the
black
Z?
Triangle. Yeah, red background. Yeah, Builds with the Z.
Okay, so it says Wyatt Scott, and then it says Builds with the Z.
Yeah, and it's like a silly profile picture of me.
Okay. Are you looking at it from your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you do me a favor, and I'm going to tell you how to do this. So, and I'm going to have to go to my phone to show you. So when you're on your Facebook, right, go to you're looking at your profile, right? You're on your page, not on the homepage part, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go to my Facebook and I'm going to go to my personal page part. So when you're looking at your page, what kind of phone do you have? iPhone or Android?
I don't really know. I think it's an iPhone.
Okay. So do you see at the very bottom where it'll say home, watch, marketplace, feeds, notifications, and then there's menu?
Yep.
It's got these three lines.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I believe it's on that one. Hold on. Let me make sure. Nope. Let me tell you where. Okay. So you're looking at your profile page. It says add story, edit. Right next to edit, there's these three little dots. Do you see it? Next to edit profile.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, click on those three little dots, and it's going to open up your profile settings, right? So it shows you, like, your, you know, follow settings, account status, but at the very bottom, it has your personalized link on Facebook. And it'll have your Facebook link, and on the bottom of it, it says copy link, right?
I copied it. You want me to send it
copy
to you?
It. Now go to one of the text messages that I sent you. Reply to that text message and paste the link in there and then send it.
Okay, I just did.
I learned this stuff new. Let me tell you, I'm like, my grandkids cracked me up, my oldest one. She's like, here, Grandma, let me show you. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're kidding me.
I'm pretty young. I could be birthing, but I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? I learned, like, listen, I didn't even know. I have an iPhone. I've had iPhone all my life. And I just recently learned that, okay, Nadine, you can save favorites on your iPhone to your home page. I'm like, to your home button. I'm like, oh, my Lord. I learn something new every day. Okay, I think this is going to work because it'll give me directly your page. Oh, awesome. Okay, love the logo. That was an old logo. I love the red.
Yeah, it's the old logo.
I love the red. Definitely love it.
I do too.
It really, like, it's like eye-attracting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So now, okay, awesome. Now, what are your hours of operation, Wyatt?
I would like to have my weekend. So Monday through Friday, 7, well, typically start our day about 5:30 in the morning. But it'd be nice to have like a 7 to like 6. 7 to 6?
Okay. So we're going to notate Monday through Friday, 7 to 6. And then,
yeah.
Now you do have an option. Okay. It doesn't cost you additional, but we can actually add a tracking number. Okay. So instead of them seeing your actual number there, okay. What they'll see is this tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. Okay. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls from it. Do you prefer to have your phone number showing, or would you be interested in a tracking number? Up to you.
I prefer my phone number.
Okay. Awesome. At any time, if you decide you feel like you want a tracking number, just let us know and we can do it. It doesn't cost you additional. Okay. Just an FYI.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then
I'm okay with
you,
my phone number.
Beautiful. Now, when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text, all three? What do you prefer?
All three is fine. Fine with me.
Okay. All right. And what forms of payments do you accept?
We accept every single form of payment. We
so cash, check. What about Zelle?
Cash, card. Yeah, everything.
Credit card.
Zelle?
Uh-huh, Zelle. Do you do Zelle?
I don't know what that is.
So Zelle, it's like a wire transfer through your bank. Like I do it with my kids all the time when they're asking me for money last minute for a bill. When they're like, and my kids will tell me, Mom, I'm on the phone right now with a credit card company and I got to pay the bill right now. So what I do is through my bank account on my mobile app, I just send them the money through their using their phone number, and it takes the money out of my account and sends it right into their account directly. Do you have that set up with your bank?
Yeah. I remember now, Zelle. I've never used it, but I do have that option because I do have QuickBooks Pay, so I carry this little gadget with me.
Oh, that's good. That, you know what? Let me tell you, that's the smartest thing you probably could have done too with especially starting a new business. Good for you. It's going to make everything, and it's going to make it so simplified for you, Wyatt. I promise you it's going to be so simple when it comes to taxes, right? Because everything's there. It itemizes it all for you. Good job. Really good job. So I did put cash, check, credit cards. Do you want me to notate any other forms of payment?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Just pretty much that. Okay. And it's not a requirement. I just ask so I don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured in the process? Not a requirement.
Yes. We are licensed, bonded, and insured.
Awesome. Okay. Now the last thing, just a couple more things we're going over. If you take a look at either your emails or your text messages, I need you to find the receipt and it'll say initial invoice.
Let me look.
Okay.
Email. Is that going to be from you? Or?
Yeah, it'll actually say, it'll be coming from Local Splash. You would have received it in the email as well as in a text message. It'll come, it would have came right after your welcome email or your welcome text message. It'll say initial invoice and it'll say, Dear Wyatt A. Scott, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. So go ahead and open that up and it's going to go on to say, Dear Wyatt A. Scott, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yeah, I'm going to open it right now.
Okay. And when you open it and you click on the please click here, it's going to open up another page that will say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you see that, okay?
Yeah, do you want me to sign this page?
Before you sign it, I just want to go over it with you. So this is everything in the voice verification, okay? Now at the bottom, it's going to ask you to type in your name. Before you do that, there's a little box right above it to the left, and it says next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment, okay? And then when you type in your name in the signature box, do not put a period after the A, just Wyatt space A space Scott. And you don't need to put the date, I'm sorry, because it's already populated. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to open up another page that will say asking you for, I believe, a username and a password. Let me know when you see that. Okay?
I'm so sorry. I'm lost. So
it's okay. So where the signature box is, right, you're looking at that where it says sign. Right above it, to the left, there's a little box. And next to it, it says, I certify. You clicked in the little box, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now go to the signature box where it's asking you to sign your name. You're going to just type your name exactly as it reads with no period after the A. So just Wyatt A. Scott.
Okay.
And then you'll click on confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay, and it should have taken you to a page asking you for username and password. Are you there?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so we don't have your username or password yet because we're going to send you one. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get another email with a username, a password, and this link. This is why I want you to watch that video because it's going to walk you through on how you log in to view your reports. So this is where you'll track your results with us, okay? So you don't have to stay on that page. I wanted you to see it, though, how it will look, okay? Now, within 6 to 10 days, once we conduct your client interview, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive the PIN code in the mail from Google. Remember, it's going to look like a postcard. The technician's going to go over this with you. Once you get the PIN code, we need it ASAP, okay? And then within 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you a link, an email with a link, username and password, so you can start tracking your results. Your Facebook page, excuse me, is going to be completed, and we're going to also have you listed on the popular directories. Within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be done. We're going to email it to you first so that you could take a look at it. Let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay? And your Facebook ads are going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we're getting moving fast, okay? Now, what it does state, Wyatt, in our terms and conditions is on the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it at times where it's happened sooner. So that's why I stress that once you get that PIN code, provide it to us as quickly as you can. And in the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running so you can start generating phone calls. You'll also be receiving notifications from us when your website's live, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're on the directories, when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed. All right?
Awesome, yeah.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Wyatt, I really want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Me too, yeah, thank you. You've been very pleasant to deal with.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And I'll make sure to let Lulu know. His name was Wyatt. Well, listen, any
All
other
right.
questions for me before I let you enjoy the rest of your evening?
No, I think I'm okay. So just tomorrow, we got that
yeah,
interview.
Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, just remember, they're going to call you tomorrow between 11 and 12 o'clock, and you'll get that friendly reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know it's coming up, okay? They'll call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
Yep, all
well, right. It's been a pleasure. So glad that we could help. Super excited for you, Wyatt.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.